This is your station of nations, WEDO McKeesport.
Slava Isusu Hristu do vašeho domu. Dobrý deň. Srdečne pozdrave i vítame vás do našeho kulturného radičného vysielania pro Rusinov iz Pittsburghu. My sme tu každé nedeľa, abo sme hrali najlepšie hudby iz rusinského domoviny a Ameriky i máme pro nás dnes mysno bohatý program. Tiež prezentujeme si najnovšie správy i informácie o Rusinoch kdekoľvek po svete.
Hello and welcome to the Rusin Heritage Program, broadcast each and every Sunday at noon here on WEDO, 8:10 a.m. on your radio dial, and now rebroadcast on Saturday evenings at 6 p.m. I have a lot of information for you today, so have your pen and paper handy. And on this first Sunday of Lent for the Byzantine Rusins, let's begin with a song for our Orthodox brothers, for whom today is their Fashinge.
Fashinge, slyszami za wami, a nie tak za wami, jak za udakami, a nie tak za wami, jak za udakami. Fashinge, fashinge, fashingowe czasy, żyli sowoninu, żyć wiekowo wasy. Žili sovoninu, žiť mekovo bas. Fašenke, šakratia, duša nenavratia. Staré dívky plaču, dřeša nevyskaču. Staré dívky plaču, dřeša nevyskaču.
The Rusin Heritage Program is on the internet at our homepage, www.c-rs.org. Scroll down the left-hand column to Rusin Radio. If you enjoy the program and want it to continue, please send your donation to Jack at 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, Pennsylvania, 15136, or check the Rusin Radio box at the bottom of your membership renewal form and include it with your renewal. Your financial support is very much needed to continue our broadcasts. We had a very successful fourth dance workshop in Tucson, Arizona in February, and we received an email from John Havasta, which reads, "The Rusinov Folk Ensemble will perform on Saturday, March 25th at 7:30 p.m. at the Slavic Concert, Pima Community College, Center for the Arts, Tucson, Arizona. We invite everyone here in the West, any of you snowbirds that go out there for the winter, to come and see our Rusin heritage being kept alive in the desert." And boy, is it a desert. "Zbohom," writes John Havasta and family, and they are members of Rusin, and John is the president of the Tucson chapter of the CRS and the Slaviani webmaster. May I add also that Rusin is doing a very great job in promoting the Rusin culture in the Southwest. Our next selection is a medley from the Makovsky Holos CD.
Love.
Bisanka once was an expression of pagan beliefs by the Slavs of Eastern Europe, who adopted the practice to become an expression of newfound hope upon their conversion to Christianity. The word Bisanka comes from the Slavic word pisati, meaning to write. The art form is, therefore, interpreted to mean writing on eggs. You can learn the beautiful ancient art of East European Easter egg decorating at St. John's Orthodox Church in Ambridge. Classes will be held every Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. through April 7th in the St. John's Education Center, 5th Street and Elm Road. The instructor is Harry Coe, a recognized Pisanka artist. Cost per session is $1. Children must be at least 10 years old to attend. For more information, call Harry at 724-375-5384. Next, we have Kodil, Donash Kodil from the Makovica Studena CD.
On Sunday, March 19th, St. John's Church Southside will hold their annual Pisanka workshop. Susan Faka, noted Pisanki artist from Pittsburgh, will teach hands-on fundamentals of traditional Rusyn and Slovak Easter egg decorating. The workshop begins at 12:30 p.m. with a light lunch, concluding at 6 p.m. All materials will be provided and participants will be able to take home supplies necessary to make their own pisanki. The cost is $15, children through high school $7. To register, call St. John's Parish at 412-431-1090 or email, these are all letters, stjohnss@earthlink.net by March 14th. Participation is limited to 50, and the fee may be paid at the door.
And also on Sunday, March 19th, there will be a Pisanki class at St. Gregory's Church, Mohawk Road, Upper St. Clair, from noon till 3. The fee is $25, includes full instructions and a kit with enough materials to take home to make your own Pisanki. There will be food, drinks, and snacks available for purchase. Register by March 9th by calling Sandy at 412-344-4963. Our next song is Hey Pied Zelenom Dubom by Stefan Vasilenko and Ladislav Zhupin.
To say hi to Sandy out there, we're supposed to call her. So, Sandy, what are we supposed to call you? I don't know. In case you haven't noticed, this is not Stefan Vasilenko and Ladislav Zhupin. This is actually the Makovitska Struna CD, Chodil do nas. You heard Vasilenko and Zhupin last number with Hey Pid Zelenim Dupom, so enjoy the rest of Chodil do nas, Chodil.
The Triumph of Orthodoxy and Icon Festival, a two-day event, will be held on Saturday, March 11th and Sunday, March 12th in the Social Hall at the Holy Cross Greek Orthodox Church on Gilkeston Road in Mount Lebanon, featuring iconography demos, presentations, and opportunities for pre-registered members of the public to create their own icons. Hours are 9:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday and noon till 5 p.m. on Sunday and is free to the public. A variety of ethnic foods will be available, including strict fast items for attending Orthodox. Rissen Strict Fast Foods will be sold by the Junior ACRY of St. John's Church, Ambridge. Many icons will be on display and available for sale, along with many books and other religious items. CRS member Mike Fedorko will have a display of his icons of Rissen Saints. Mark Keenan, a Pittsburgh-based iconographer, will teach a step-by-step class for adults in which they will create their own icons. Those interested must register in advance and commit to spending both days in the class. The fee is $150 per person and includes instruction and all materials. Early registration is recommended at 412-681-2988, as class size will be limited to 20 participants. Children are also welcome to take part in a hands-on activity during which they can create icons on acetate with shimmery aluminum foil backing, which they can take home.
During this great season of the Great Fast, the Pittsburgh Arch Eparchy will be celebrating Vespers on Sundays at 3 p.m. at various churches in and around the Pittsburgh metropolitan area. Today, the Vespers will be celebrated at St. Gregory's Church, Mohawk Road, Upper St. Clair.
There is in Pittsburgh a center of spirituality, the Byzantine Catholic Seminary, a center of education and formation for men called by God to serve His people as ordained priests. You can be a part of this. You can support the work of the seminary. You can support these men who are devoting their lives to the service of God's people.
For more information, call 412-321-8383. Our next song is Uhorak Karapatak in the Carpathians by the Rusyn Singers in Preshow.
Uhorak Karpatak tam, de ya rodimsya, shumi sutam chutim, de nir nochi. Aya, na chujini. Aya, na chujini. Tyazhenko na serci, plachu dochi. Aya. Вино мати прекрасні Карпати, тяжко на чужині привикати, бо серце ридає, забути не дає, народні гори споминає, бо серце ридає, забути не дає. Зелені потічки, я гордо ставлюся з вами всяди. Заквітну та лука, краса неповторна, карпатська природа, серцю люба.
On Friday, March 10th, Slaviani will be performing at the U.S. Steel Heritage Ball. The six previous annual balls were held in Košice, and this is the first time it will be held in the United States, this year at the beautiful Hilton Garden Inn at South Point. And Slaviani feels honored to have been asked and looks forward to being a part of this wonderful event.
Also, Slaviani, together with the CRS, is bringing a folk group from Slovakia to Pittsburgh, the Detský folklorní súbor Šariš, or the children's folk group Šariš. In recent CRS questionnaires, many of you indicated you would like to see groups from the Rusyn homeland, so here's your chance to do so. They will be visiting from May 16th to June 5th and will be special guests for Slaviani's 30th annual concert on May 20th and will be performing at the 50th annual Pittsburgh Folk Festival held Memorial Day weekend, May 26th through 28th. We are also planning other performances in and around the Pittsburgh area and outside the Pittsburgh area as well. Hosting a group for 3 weeks requires a lot of funding and other needed help. We need to find a lot of these helpful people with nice, inexpensive facilities, maybe put up in your house or dormitory that you know down the road, for this period, plus financial help with other costs like food and transportation. We are asking our radio listeners and CRS members and non-CRS members to help us financially and with suggestions to help us bring this wonderful group and Russian culture to the Pittsburgh and other areas in the Northeast. You can contact myself at 412, or contact me, more correct English, 412-262-9425, or Jack, 412-331-3124, or you can email russinradio@c-rs.org. More information on this will be forthcoming. Our next selection is by this group, Shadish, that you might hear, you will hear, probably when they come.
Holy Ghost Church, Superior Avenue, Northside, Pittsburgh, is serving Lenten dinners from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. every Friday through April 7th. They offer a fish dinner, baked or fried, a crab cake dinner, or a fish sandwich platter for $6.75, and a pierogi dinner for $6.25. All dinners include a choice of two sides, a roll, and a drink. Side dishes include potato dumpling halushki, pierogi, French fries, coleslaw, stewed tomatoes, and macaroni and cheese. All items can be purchased a la carte, such as a fish sandwich for $5, crab cakes for $2.50, halushki for $1.50, and pierogi 75 cents each, along with a large assortment of homemade baked goods, all available for eat-in or take-out. So for delicious Lenten dinners, visit the Holy Ghost Social Center, Superior Avenue Northside, and tell them you heard about it on the Risen Heritage Program. And you can place an order on Fridays by calling Esther at 412-231-9366.
Or you can go across the river to Holy Ghost Sister Church, Holy Ghost, in McKees Rocks, where they'll be cooking up perfect food for the Lenten season. You can get the Best in the Berg award-winning pierogi filled with potato, kraut, or cheese by calling Helen very early on Fridays at 412-331-5155 for eat-in or take-out. Whoop, wait a minute. That's take-out or eat-in. Sorry. Tell them you heard about it here on the Russian Heritage Program. We end our program today with a Romani number from Slovakia called Andrei Tire Kale Bala Kere Kere. See you next week.
I would again like to thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, engagements, dedications, or want to make a donation, write me Jack Paloka, 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA, 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124, or here at the station at 412-664-4444. Have a wonderful week and be sure to join us again next Sunday at noon for another unique and interesting Wilson Heritage program.
Drahé rusinské bratě i sestry, dovolte nám od srdce poděkovat všem, komu dnes počúvali. Dúfame, že jste si páčili našeho vysielania. Pozýváme vás počúvať sledujúci nedeľa o 12 hodin do stanice WEDO na rusinského národnostného vysielania. Choďte zdraví s Bohom.